This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's sci-fi and Screen Gym, but not as we know it. On Joy 94.9.
One station in all the world, a chosen station.
To boldly go where no show has gone before.
Sci-fi and Screen.
Sci-fi and Scream.
On a Tuesday night, Joy 94.9.
So you've picked your weapons. You've picked your team. Now you need to pick your getaway car while you drive away from the apocalyptic screams of terror coming from villages being menaced by zombies and other deathly creatures, maybe suffering from space. You want a Suzuki Swift, which you can win at Joy's Radiothon.
And welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream. Yes, indeed, you can win. Not a chainsaw, but a Suzuki Swift. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is a radiothon on Sci-Fi and Scream, June 4th, 2013. And it is a joy to the apocalypse. And I'd like to welcome all the guests that we have here in the studio and even on the phone line. So first up, Brendan. Brendan, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Welcome back. Well, you haven't gone away.
Well, not for long, no.
Not for long enough. Well, did I just say that? Sorry. Dina Curry is also in here.
Hello, hello. A Suzuki Swift makes a great getaway car.
It does, especially when they're bearing down on you with their gnashing teeth. And you really You've got to go. And, of course, we've got Bailey as well.
Hello,
Bailey O'Neill.
I think I'd prefer the chainsaw, to be honest.
You'd like the chainsaw at the end?
I would.
It had a lovely sound effect with the blood gushing and other things, I would say. Ooh, and so it's been... Ooh, listen to that. We've got some chiptune music in the background. That's from Shiran, who is a Melbourne chiptune artist. Of course. Why not have computer sounds of a sort of airy nature? So this is the Joy 94.9 Radiothon. Also, we've got Mark... on the phone. Are you still there, Mark?
I am here. Good evening.
That's Mark. Hello. Huntington. For those who don't know about Art Boy Gallery, well, where have you been?
Why not?
Yes, why not? Why not indeed?
And you've just finished a great exhibition you've had there about ladies.
Our Women in Pop Culture Ladies Night exhibition, which wrapped up on the weekend. Yeah, it was awesome. It was very, very good.
So we're going to talk about some ladies in dystopical or dystopian futures and such like. Well, there is the great prize from Yara Suzuki in Abbotsford, and that is a Suzuki.
Swifty.
Car, that is. A Swifty.
Mm.
And I think a Swifty would be good to run over zombies that are, you know, impending apocalyptic zombies.
In style. For sure.
On top of the skulls.
Crashing down on top of the skulls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite a sexy thought, really. What does Mark Huntington think?
Of a Suzuki Swift getaway car?
Yeah, crashing down on...
on skulls. Does it actually come zombies. With that chainsaw sound? Does it come with a chainsaw in the boot?
No, but I'm sure there's plenty of room. Plenty of room to do that, definitely.
That was one of my cars of choice that I actually did want to... back in the day when I was thinking of cars, I actually always wanted one of their little yellow... sporty, swifty, swift. So, yes, it's very, very cool.
I'm not sure of the colour variety. I think it looks blue, the one that we have on the website. But perhaps you can choose a colour. But, you know, let's face it, why not have a black one, I think? It shows up the red blood when you're mowing down the zombies and those undead intruders.
It would look hotter.
It would look hotter too. Mm. Bits of brain on it on the windscreen. We're getting very excited and it's getting warm in here. Mm. So, yes, please join up. We'll rejoin.
Speaking of winning the prize, we already have our first renewal. We've got Jerry from Melbourne, so congratulations to Jerry.
And he's wearing his favourite outfit, which is Ripley's jumpsuit from the Nostromo.
Yes.
A favourite horror sci-fi, slightly dystopian.
But, yes.
Isn't it?
Well, definitely. I think
well,
so.
When you have an sci-fi alien dystopian. Bursting out of your chest, there isn't much future looking ahead there. Well,
that can't be good.
Not for the guy that it's happening to, that's
That's right. So, yeah, look, it's all about the giving and the receiving and Sci-Fi and Screen wouldn't be here if it wasn't for things like Radiophons. We had a terrific one last year with a Jeep. You know,
that's right.
But this year, the Swift is the Swift. It's in and out. You know, gets in there, going down Flinders Street. They're running at you, the undead, the infected. They're coming down on you, and wow, you've got to get out quickly.
It can get into tight corners.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
Little alleyways. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of alleyways in the historical Batmania called Melbourne.
And you've got to work the back streets.
Yeah. Reverses nicely.
But it has to
parallel
be big enough.
Parking.
You know, it's a small car, but I think it's still big enough for a family, so that's great. You can fit your whole family in while you're trying to get away.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, one of them's always not going to make it. There's always one that doesn't survive.
Is that the dog?
The dog
are you being that hopeful that it's going to be the dog? The dogs are gone from... The dog's the first one to go.
No. Not in some movies, I'm
and
sure.
And no one notices until the terrifying truth is revealed.
What is your favourite getaway, you know, from a terrible apocalyptic nightmare? Mm. Would you want to jump into a Suzuki and steam off? Well, not steaming off, but depends, you know.
Mm. Maybe what their favourite dystopian film is.
Yeah.
So we might be talking about it a bit later.
I think we'll have to. Definitely, indeed. So, yeah, look, Mark, so
yep.
I'm going to ask you, you've got 30 seconds to tell me what is your favourite dystopian thriller or sci-fi horror of that nature?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm just like looking through a list of...
Yes.
I'm a little bit scared of the types of films because so many of my favourite films are on this list. So I would sort of... possibly say the Matrix films.
Okay.
I was a big fan of those. Obviously things like, you know, Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, good classics of the films. But yeah, I think anything you know, of V for Vendetta, anything where there's that sort of, you know, control of you know, of humans in some sort of shape or form.
Mm.
I think I've always sort of, yeah, it's very scary. The amount of films that I really, really like on this list I'm looking at is, hopefully it doesn't say something about me, but...
I think it does.
Yeah.
That's what we love about you, Mark.
Probably because I live in a utopian sort of world in my head that I sort of crave this sort of... you know, this sort of, you know...
control.
Alternate word. Yeah,
someone else controlling you and your inability to fight back.
Mm. Oh, God, that's a recurring nightmare I have. But anyway, that's a different subject.
Yeah.
I like that whole sort of thing about, you know, humans sort of being, you know... Like, especially with the Matrix, you know, sort of being used as batteries to power, you know, the machines and things like that. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, things like, you know, District 9, God, there's just so many, yeah.
There are. Yeah. Look, we're going to have to follow the list, I think. There's a road coming up later on. We've got a special with the A to Z of horror looking at dystopical films. And so I've given a hint there. The Road, Suzuki. Don't forget, guys, call now, 1300-JOY-949, to be in to win this fabulous car and also become a member. Renew, rejoin. You can go online, join, and, you know, go to joy.org.au as well. But please call us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
When killing zombies, you need to do it swiftly. In a Suzuki Swift, which you can win at Joy's Radiothon.
That was a getaway indeed. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. You still there, Mark?
I am still here.
You're still there. You sound like you're away in some dystopical world. Yes.
No, well, I'm just...
It's just
I'm
St.
Not,
Kilda, isn't it? I don't know.
No, in Paran. On the couch, under my snuggie, re-watching last night's Game of Thrones.
Say nothing.
Yes, because if you say something, you're going to get into a lot of trouble.
I won't.
Can you believe I haven't watched it yet?
Dear.
Everyone's up in arms.
They are up in arms.
Oh, my God. You might want to get on that.
Yeah.
Very, very...
Yeah, it's
but anyway... Hey, look, okay, so let's kick it off. Now, what's happening next? Well, I was going to play some Labyrinth, David Bowie, but I think it's, yeah, that's always good. As the world falls down with David Bowie, maybe we're talking about his new album. I don't know. Oops, shouldn't go there. Now, if you, I'm going to ask everybody in the crowd here in the audience, yes. Or, I mean, in the studio, a favourite, just... topical piece of music. Not easy, music. Is it? Yeah, no. Music.
Oh, music.
That's not fair.
That's hard.
That's hard. Well, you've got one there.
Well, I had one. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, though.
Yeah,
don't
what
you
is
think?
It?
Till the World Ends by Britney Spears. Don't judge me. Come on.
No, we will play that.
What about It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine?
Yeah, R.E.M.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I suggested that as well.
You're next, Bailey.
No, I've got it. You can have it.
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing. Neither have I.
No.
Well, I've actually got... well, I did have the Labyrinth one. And later on, we'll play Wumpscut with Soylent Green, one of those great dystopian thriller sci-fi films from the 70s. Now, give us a call. Yes. Jerry's waiting. Mark is waiting on the phone as well.
Yeah, yes. Give me your credit card number.
Yes, Jerry wants some company. So call in 1-300-JOY-949. Be part of the team.
Be part of
Join us.
That's it. Join us or perish.
Join us.
Join us running away from those scary zombies.
Yeah, get yourself a Swift. Put some bull bars on the front of it. Have a bit of fun.
Yep.
Have a bit of fun. All right, let's hear some David Bowie. This is Labyrinth, and actually it's called As the World Falls Down. I want to say thanks to Mark as well.
Absolute pleasure.
For ringing
thank
in.
You, sweetheart.
Okay, don't forget to ring back, Mark.
Do you want my numbers? No,
you better not.
Call back.
Call back.
All
and
right,
and you
night.
Can call. Yeah, thanks for doing that. And you can call too. Don't forget 1300-JOY-949. This is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy. Yes, this is Sci-Fi and Squeam, and it is 2013. Just in case you didn't know, the time is marching on. And in the studio, there is me, the Squeamer, Sonia, of course, Brendan.
Yes, I'm still here.
Still here. Still
holding
up.
Zombies haven't got me yet.
No, they haven't. They can't get up the lift because they're not the brightest of people. Dina Curry.
I will survive,
yes. Sounds like a gay anthem coming on. Mm-hmm. And Bailey O'Neill.
Always here.
No, well, you're not on. There you go. Say that again.
Yep, always here. Nice if the microphone were on. Thank you, Sonia.
Please join us or perish. That's all we can say, because it is joy to the apocalypse. You know, end times are coming, and we just think it's time to join joy.
Mm. Yeah.
At least have some fun while you can.
Exactly.
Especially in these crazy times.
Crazy times.
Speaking of crazy, we've got a lovely little message from Johnny, who... it's a statement more than a question. There's something the matter with you people. Well, there is.
There is.
We're horror addicts.
We are.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, we take that as a compliment.
Join us or die, Johnny. That's what we say to all the listeners here. All right, so call us now, 1300-JOY-949. Jerry is in the hot seat of the Nostromo waiting, and we don't want to see any eruptions from his chest of any alien sort. So please join.
Help him.
Please. Or go to Renew or join online. joy.org.au. Do yourself a favour. Mm-hmm. Or you can call 1300-569-949. And if you live overseas, you can also ring up. We have telephones in Australia, so give it a go.
I just did it.
Dean did it.
Yep.
That's why we've got you here.
Exactly.
Because Dean is a supporter of Joy. And, I mean, what show haven't you been on?
Oh, look, there's a few floating around here or there.
But being such a geek, such a man of... geeky wisdom, worldly geeky wisdom.
Oh, bless.
We had to have you in again.
I love it.
Last year,
especially
was
during Radiothon time, it's lots of fun, and it's good to remind everyone. You know, like we wouldn't have Sci-Fi and Squeam and shows, other shows like this, if we didn't have things like the Joy Radiothon. Like it's, you know, running a community radio station isn't exactly easy, and so you know, money's got to come from somewhere. And you know what? And there's prizes that you can get if you're a member, and it's great.
Yep. Lots of fun. And remember, there is a Suzuki Swift up for grabs to go into that drawer, and you can mow those zombies down.
Just
mow
a step down from a DeLorean.
Oh, I love a DeLorean. You.
It's just, you know, the next best thing is a Swift.
Although I'm thinking Knight Rider, but that was so last year. This year, it is the Suzuki. So please join 1300-JOY-949. Get on the phones, people. They're clamouring out there, banging at the windows, bleeding. Please help. We need your support. Now, speaking of help and needing support, I have a little bit of time to talk about something called World War Z. I did promise to do that. This is the book, which, of course, the film that's coming out June 20, starring Mr. Angelina Jolie, will be appearing June 20th here throughout Australia. Now, the premiere was last week in London. But the book is the 2006 apocalyptic horror novel by Mr. Max Brooks. It's a follow-up to his 2003 book, The Zombie Survival Guide. And I just find this a fascinating, wonderful book. I mean, pretty much fear and uncertainty is what I came away with in this 326-page book out now by Bloomsbury. And Max Brooks, I mean, considering what the book has done since 2006, I think he's right on the mark when it comes to zombie apocalypses and so forth. It's very dystopical. It's very depressing, but it has a wonderful geopolitical sensibility. I mean, the man's highly educated. He knows his history, particularly Western history, and it seems quite a bit of Asian-Pacific history, World War II history, and he's really combined that very cleverly in a whole lot of bunch of like vignettes and little chapters of stories of survivors of this terrible zombie pandemic that wreaks havoc and goes round the world several times, it seems, and wipes out people, turning them into undeads. Totally unsavory types, too. Not the brightest people in the family of man. And so humanity is pushed to the brink, and it's all about survival of the fittest, the smartest, and perhaps even the more ruthless. Now, I'm looking at Bailey O'Neill because I know Bailey read it a while back and just confessed. Bailey, what did you think of the book World War Z?
I loved it.
Yep.
I'm a slow reader, so it took me about a month to read it. But it took me a while to get into it, but once I was
you're in it.
Oh my God, it was spectacular.
Mm. Yeah, it just has those wonderful little images of almost like Dante's Inferno of Hell, the seven, tiers of hell, whatever it is. And, it's like brimstone and fire and smoke and mayhem and chaos. And it's all the things we love if you love that sort of horror, sci-fi, apocalyptic stuff. So I do recommend it.
Does that mean it will translate quite well to film then?
Well, there's a bit of controversy already about that, because I don't know how they're going to have Brad Pitt in every single one of the stories. So I'm actually, I'm guessing that he's a main protagonist, either the narrator of the story, who goes around interviewing reporters.
To get everyone's stories.
So that could be it. I'm hoping it's done well, but there's already grumbles, or should I say zombie groans. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll find out in a week or two.
Still, 2 hours of Brad Pitt on the screen. You can't really complain too much.
I can.
Oh, what? What? Look, he was great in 12 Monkeys, which is a great, dystopical little tale. So if you have a favourite, please let us know. But you can only do that if you call up. You've got to ring up Joy, okay? Call now, 1300-JOY-949, and become a member.
And speaking of, we've got two big announcements coming through.
Oh, goodness.
We have had a donation by Jerry, who signed up before, and he says, Sci-Fi and Scream is so awesome, and he wants to win the Suzuki Dalek Tank Exterminate.
Oh, I'm not sure if it's a Dalek. Can it go up the stairs?
It'll certainly weave around them.
It will weave Dreamweaver.
Yes. But we've also had Dean from Collingwood and Mark from Pran renewing their memberships also.
Oh, so I love you, Dean from Collingwood.
Oh,
exactly. We all love you.
Collingwood.
Oh, I know someone called Dean from Collingwood.
And I know Mark from Pran.
That's beautiful.
What a coincidence.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, because that's what we need. We need foot troops out there with axes, with chainsaws, machetes, whatever your choice of weapon is, in the back of the Swift. That's Suzuki Swift mowing down those zombies. Remember that. Think World War Z. World War Melbourne. Think World War Joy.
World War Joy.
Yes. And take it. Take it to the world, people. Take it to the world.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm giving the Max Brooks book, not the movie because I haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
I'm giving it a 4 out of 5.
Ooh.
It's pretty hype. The only reason I haven't given it much is because of the gender bits and pieces. Well, he is a guy. I'm not saying guys don't get it, but there's only a couple of female, main female sort of characters in there, and little bit characters that are ladies. So that's a little bit sad.
Yeah.
But you can't have everything. But you can try. Maybe we just need more female writers writing such
things. Always a good thing.
When does the movie come out?
20th of June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not long.
In all cinemas near you. So, yes, this is Sci-Fi and Scream, indeed, here on Joy 94.9. We want you to join. Don't forget, 1300 Joy 949. And next, we're going to be talking more about some, you know, just topical stuff, which is topical.
End of the world.
End of the world.
All the fun stuff.
Yep. So, joy to the world, end of the world. It's all good.
It is all good.
It's a dark and stormy night. Zombies are rising, and you're stuck. What can you do? You hop in your Suzuki Swift, but you've won because you helped support Joy 94.9 during Radiothon.
Blackout is declared martial law.
Daddy, what's martial law?
Coast. Moscow's still dark. Life as we know it will come to an end in 90 days. It's on us to change that. When we talk about the end of humanity.
I think these things have a weakness.
The report of women in science fiction. Ooh. Only on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. It is Radiothon time, of course. Now, Brendan, we have a message.
We have. We've got another member. That's another renewal. Mm-hmm. Anthony from Fitzroy. So congratulations for joining the Sci-Fi and Scream team.
That's great. Anthony, that is great.
We need all the people we can get tonight.
We really
we
do.
Are fighting the zombies off.
We have to fight the zombies of economical greed and repression, and we will. We will conquer and show them that community radio, you can't do without us.
No.
We'll
no.
beat them down.
We will mow them down in a Suzuki Swift. That's what we'll do, people. All right. So, yes, we're going to talk about a little bit. We've got a bit of time, of course. Talking about women in sci-fi, of course. So this is something that I've been wanting to do for some time here on the show. And this is really a kind of an attempt instead of a half-hearted, squeamish attempt. I'm going to give it a shot to figure out and also help you, the listener, keep informed on, you know, situations past and present when it comes to women and their role in our favourite genre, not just horror, but obviously sci-fi in particular. I mean, I need to tackle science fiction because I do find myself that with horror, there are more women attempting to write, direct even, not just act in horror films and television. So what's happening with science fiction? Why is that so far behind? And did you know, for example, more women actually watch TV? Way more women watch television than you think. And apparently, according to American Statistics Network, primetime TV has 65 to 70% female viewership. So, hey, what's going on? Now, because women do watch more TV, and that's according to the Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media, which is a great site you can head to check that out, 38.9% of characters in primetime TV programs are women or females, compared to a 60 to 65% female viewership, as we mentioned before. So only 22% of primetime shows feature girls and women. So that's pretty much half of all the speaking parts, and only 20% of shows cast men or boys, and 75% of speaking roles. There's a lot of percentages and statistics there, and I don't want to bog you all down, but out of 26 shows I looked at, which include one of a lesbian or same-sex attraction favourite, which is Lost Girl, another favourite, which is not here with us anymore, unfortunately, Eureka, there's Beauty and the Beast, an oldie favourite, Being Human. Now, they're talking about the American version, not the British one. Alcatraz, Arrow. I think you're a bit of a fan of Arrow.
I am.
You are. That's good. Vampire Diaries, Fringe, no longer with us. The Neighbours, I don't know that one, but True, very
The
well.
Neighbours is great.
Yes. Got a thumbs up there. Oh, I mentioned Farm, sorry. True Blood, Once Upon a Time, which is also a favourite, Drop Dead Diva, and, of course, The Walking Dead, Warehouse 13, which has also finished now, Supernatural, Game of Thrones, etc., etc. I think you get the idea, Elementary, Grimm, and so forth. But calculated out of all of those, and the breakdown is that out of 77% of science fiction shows on television, less than half of the writers are female. So that's not looking too good. So 23% of the shows, or only six, had 50% or more female writers. And, the gender disparity goes on and on. So what we do want to do here on Sci-Fi and Squeam is try and find out why that is, and also bring any news and updates of more positive things that are happening, but also look at the historical facts. You know, why is it there's just Princess Leia and no female Wookiee? I mean,
I'm assuming there was one.
A Wookette somewhere?
A Wookalette. I don't know.
Wooklet.
A Wooklet. I think that's an award for journalism.
Miss Bang Wookie.
Miss Bang Thang. All right. So, there's a disparity there. I mean, True Blood, which does have some strong female characters, looking just at season 5, actually, both the executive producer and out of the directors are all 100% men. There was one female who was a director during that whole season. Out of all the writers, and there's six of them, four are men and two are women.
Maybe that explains why that season wasn't that great.
It was a bit poorly, wasn't it?
Yeah, too many ideas just thrown in. Too many cooks.
Too much shape-shifting going on. Well, not enough. I don't know. Once Upon a Time, a little bit different. Again, you know, out of the directors that parceled with that show, you've got nine males and one female. More women writers. There's four women writers out of seven. That's pretty good. And I think that reflects perhaps in the content of the show. It's quite enjoyable. Lost Girl, which we mentioned before, is a sort of favourite supernatural sci-fi TV series from Canada, of course. Now, two of the executive producers are female, so that's not bad, actually. One is male, and the writers, there are actually more women than men, so that's positive. So that's what we're going to do here in the future. So school's out, so we'll find out more. Tune in next week, and hopefully we'll have some more information of women in sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do want to find out about those statistics, you can go to www.cjane.org, of course, and, of course, the Gina Davis Institute, which is also online. It's a really great place. I mean, she wants to make sure that, you know, young girls see themselves reflected in the media, and she's done that off her own bat. So you can also head to that site. Just put that in your search engine. It will definitely come up, the Gina Davis Institute. This is Sci-Fi and Squeam. Back to Dystopical Topical. And don't forget to join, of course. We're running out of time, actually. Things are moving on.
The apocalypse is upon us,
really. It is. Now, Brendan, yes. The phone number again.
That is 1-300-JOY-949, 1-300-569-949. Mm-hmm. I know that number off by heart now. Make sure you call in, become a member. Tell the operator your favourite dystopian movie.
The operator is dressed now as they've changed.
Changed, yes.
They've actually changed.
Shapeshifted.
They've shapeshifted into something else, completely different. What are they wearing, Brendan?
Well, I think aren't they in zombie mode? They're trying to confuse us.
They are.
Yes.
I'm going to have to lock the door, actually, I think. To keep them out.
Watch out for them.
Watch out.
We need cricket bats and frying pans and things to protect ourselves.
And some ABBA records. I think there's some of those lying around we can use as a...
I'm down with that.
Head slicing frisbee. Yeah, no worries.
Sci-Fi and Squeam. That's what you want to be listening to in your Suzuki Swift while you are outrunning zombies.
Up next is the A to Z of zombies. No, not quite.
Almost.
So, Bailey, might help if I turn your mic on.
Yep.
But too much excitement tonight.
Oh, way too much excitement. We're distracted by the horde outside.
The horde, that's it. Good movie, actually. Have you seen it? French zombie film?
No, I haven't. Actually, it's pretty good. Yeah. French, I need to add that to my list.
Yes, add it to the list.
Anyway.
The list. Yes, take it away. What's your A to Z for virgins? Your dystopian pick.
We're skipping the whole alphabet theme. I don't have a letter for this, but the only dystopian movie that I could think of that wasn't 28 Days Later is The Road.
The Road. Ah, okay. Tell us about that.
It is almost the exact opposite of Joy to the World because it is very, very bleak and very depressing.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
I know. Great start, isn't it?
It's a great start. But why is it like that?
Why? Because it's basic. So at this... Before the movie starts, there's some apocalypse, some world disaster, and it's never explained what it is. It's something to do with fire, but that could just be the result of, you know, whatever it was.
Right.
But basically, wildlife is dead, plants are dead, there's only, like, probably a few thousand humans left. And the movie focuses on a father and his son who just pretty much want to survive. And that's it. They don't want to, you know, discover any sort of magic cure for some disease. They don't want to save the world. They just literally want to survive. That's pretty much it. And it's a very realistically bleak vision of this sort of thing.
All right. Yeah. I believe it's based on the Cormac McCarthy. Brendan, you know a bit about this one.
Oh, only a very little bit about the book. But the film, yes, I have seen. And it is very, very bleak.
I believe they toned it down. But how could you tone down bleak any further?
Wow.
Well, very, very bleak.
But yes, the antagonist in it, or the main guy, is quite intimidating, I'll put it that way.
Okay. And this is played by the wonderful, well, I think he's wonderful, Viggo Mortensen.
That's the protagonist.
That's
the
protagonist.
Yes,
he's
very good in it. Yes, him and his son, an Aussie kid, I think. Yeah, Cody Smith McPhee. Yeah, he's done He did Let Me In as well.
That's right. The remake of Let the Right One In. Yeah.
I knew that name, Cody.
Cody. Yeah. Look, it's pretty fascinating. I believe there is cannibalism, and it's very shocking. Not for the faint-hearted.
No.
Yeah. Looks pretty grey and subdued and a bit of a downer, really. It's just basic. Pretty they much. Need, you know what they need? A Suzuki Swift.
They do.
That's exactly what I was about to say. You read my mind. It's uncanny.
It is uncanny. All right. So why would you recommend that to virgins?
Well,
horror virgin.
Wow. Well,
that took a whole new twist on the conversation.
It's a great
date
movie.
It's like a 360, turn in a Suzuki Swift, that one.
Yeah. It's a great date movie.
Why is it a great What sort of date are you talking about?
Kind of date where you never want to see them again.
You know, if you died, I'd eat you. That's the kind of thing that we said on that first
date. That's true
quite
love.
Romantic.
Oh.
Pork chops. My sweet pork chops. Oh, well, okay. All right, well, everybody, look,
If you're feeling brave.
Brave. If you're feeling a little bit positive about life, that's the movie to watch, The Road.
Yep. And if you really want to have no faith left, in the world, go right on to Requiem for a Dream.
I do like ones that do that, though. Yes. Oh, Requiem
straight for a Dream.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Now, that's a date from hell.
Oh, yeah.
There's no pizza being ordered that night. I tell you, there's only a cab. Or a Suzuki Swift, which you could win if you want to be, involved and join and become a member.
That's
right. Do that now.
That's right.
Why wouldn't you? I don't know. Is that a question?
Speaking of brave souls, we've had our lovely Bailey, who signed up. He's now a new member.
Yep.
But we've also had another person, Sarah from Hawthorne, and she's done it online. So
that's cool.
It's successful.
Thanks, Sarah.
Online. Easy doing.
Something. She said something too. She said something there.
There's another message from Scotty.
Did you join up, Scotty?
I don't have the power, Captain.
I love Charlize Theron and Aeon Flux and Prometheus. Yes, true. Look, Charlize, she is hot.
Very hot. You
play a song for me? I'm not sure, Scotty. What were you after? We'll see what we've got, but we'll see if Jerry can,
But Prometheus,
get out of a zombie.
Speaking of Prometheus, it had a very nice soundtrack for all its
crap
failings.
Yes.
Go on, say it. Say it. Well, you just had to sit through it all.
I love that movie.
Sit through it all.
I'm willing to put myself out there and say I love it.
Oh, all right.
I know it has
out.
Its problems.
Get out.
I know it has its problems, but
why?
I don't know. I'm a big sucker for those, you know, sci-fi strong female characters.
Oh, completely. I love them.
Was
I actually
she?
Prefer.
Was she? Though?
Well, I think that was the problem. It was a film that was filled with. Mixed messages and elements, and there were some really good points that just didn't hit the spot. And yeah, like I think one of the reasons why I prefer in films and the films that seem to do better are when it's the women who are surviving and the women that are making things happen is I think because we as a culture it can experience a greater change in the woman taking, like, well, one, they can see the anger in the woman because she's maternal and the mother, but two, they can show the greatest change in a person when a person's from a woman to whatever she has to be to survive.
And that's definitely a woman.
Well, exactly. But whenever it's a man, it just doesn't quite have the same effect.
Yeah, I wonder why. Is that because men make those? I mean, it's a Ridley Scott film. It's he has a history of making women look either histrionic, blood-sucking.
Well, I don't think it's just a him thing. Like, a part of me think is how our culture has been established is in that sense that, you know, when you were, it was a period of time when you were seeing these women who were strong and there's a reason why so many of us, especially in science fiction, identify with them in that way and identify that way. But now, you know, it's a lot harder. So at least there are, you know, things like, I can't pronounce her name, Charlize Theron and things
Charlize
like that.
Charlize Theron, like that.
You know, like, because it's a lot more difficult now to cut the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah. Well, she was an interesting character too in that Prometheus. She was a pretty ambiguous character. I thought that was quite interesting.
I think almost robotic.
If the script hadn't been so two-dimensional, it would have been a lot better. To give the because it was a great cast, it was great visuals. It just needed to go a bit further.
I agree.
It needed to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I was going somewhere with it. Anyway, like out of the building. But yeah, look, other favourites. Look, Dean, what are your favourite
I love The
dystopian?
Stand.
The Stand, yeah.
The Stand, the miniseries. Like, I've never actually read the books, but I have read the comics. I really... it terrified me, actually, to think a simple... I remember when I watched it as a child just thinking, you know, someone left the gate open at the nuclear plant and it destroyed the world in that opening scene. But it's just interesting to think that one morning, that's it. You know, whoever's left is left and they've got to kind of go on. And I did enjoy looking at the ways in which they would incorporate the world in which we live in now and the things that we have in our society with the new societies that they're trying to establish.
Yeah.
Sure, the end was a bit cockamamie, but still, I think that's what I enjoy the most is kind of looking at how we will survive. Like, I think I enjoy that bleakness as well.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely, when we're talking about these with these films, or even with series like The Walking Dead and things like that, it's that you have joy, but there's never really going to be that much joy.
But is there room for romance?
Which joy do you mean? You mean joy the radio station?
Oh, no, there's always room for joy in 94.9. you know, you just got to keep the tower working and, you know. But
the message is going out there,
And we're lucky we're up high as well, as we said earlier.
I know, I mean, nine floors, which is a very special number.
It's going to be a while before they get up here. And we can always jump on the roof. But I think, like with The Stand, especially one of the things I liked was how wide the scope was. I think when you've got these movies, like one of the reasons why it seems so intense and really bleak is because it's being told from a very small and simple viewpoint, and that can seem really terrifying. But The Stand did have a large cast, a wide variety of characters, and it really did show how these many different pieces of a puzzle just tried to survive.
Yeah. But even lately, I mean, Sony Pictures have got a release coming out, not till July 18, but This Is the End. I don't know if you guys have heard about that with James Franco.
Just saw the trailer, yeah.
And it's directed and written by Seth Rogen and even Goldberg, of course. So it's comedy, dystopical, catastrophic comedy.
It looks
comedy.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Have you seen that preview? Have you seen the preview?
Not yet.
So you've got actors playing caricatures of themselves.
Mm.
So they're all calling themselves by the same names and things like that. And one of the funniest things is Michael Cera hitting on Rihanna, and she slaps him in the face. And then Rihanna, and even in the preview, it shows, you know, how Rihanna doesn't survive the apocalypse. And it's just
she doesn't become Rihanna-mator.
No. Rihanna. Well, maybe there is. Maybe there is. She will come back in another aspect. But it's just funny when you kind of got these guys dealing, being characters themselves. There's also
End of the World. I'm looking forward to, though, because that, of course, is my favourite Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
I was about to say it. The
and
final
isn't it funny? They're coming out at the same time. Mm. One is UK driven or UK inspired,
and
Russian,
one is American.
And one is American sort of schlock comedy. So Dystopia is funny now. There
alive
you go.
And well.
It's all the
it's
rage.
All the laughs. Speaking of laughs, look, please, if you want us to, you know, take charge of the Suzuki Swift, we will have to, because we need people to call up to join so that they can take it. Because if you don't take it, we're going to throw the machetes, the chainsaws.
We need
the
one of you
bats.
In the driver's seat
yes.
to
we
take,
need,
it, take
yeah.
us away from here.
Can only, yeah, please. And you can only do that if you become a Joy member, and you've got to do that now. So phone us up on
1300-JOY-949.
Jerry's there, Zombie Jerry.
Jerry's there, and mm-hmm. the website also, joy.org.au.
That's
We've
right.
seen Sarah renew her membership
oh,
online.
That's cool.
So it's easy
Very
to
nice.
Do. It's great. We've also got a couple of messages in.
Yes.
In my defense, actually. We've got Daz saying Prometheus was good. Ignore the haters.
So was that you just sending a message
to yourself? I think
yourself?
That might have been.
This is strange.
I deny everything.
Sci-fi works out like that, yeah.
I didn't say it was bad.
But Scotty
I
does agree.
Clarify that.
No.
I didn't say it was bad, but
I didn't like
it didn't fulfill
Underworld.
My need. Underworld. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so no, it's underwhelmed. No. Underwhelming.
Oh, he was underwhelmed. Okay.
Yes, oh, underwhelmed, definitely.
I was overwhelmed. I guess I saw it in at IMAX, though.
Oh, that was so half my problem. Like, I couldn't stop laughing during the get it out of my belly bit. And I was actually, everyone else was quite serious, and there's just me laughing in the corner because that in 3D was hilarious.
It would have been, especially with her lovely Swedish accent. I mean, I love the woman. She's awesome. She's great. This is Sci-Fi and Scream, and we are apocalypse to the world, joy to the world. Please become a member. This is our Radiothon 2013. Call us now, 1300. And you know the rest for Joy 949. Only on Sci-Fi and Scream.
It's a dark and stormy night. Zombies are rising, and you're stuck. What can you do? You hop in your Suzuki Swift that you've won because you helped support Joy 94.9 during Radiothon.
That was the getaway car. That was the Swift. And this is Radiothon 2013. Please join us. Join us or perish here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Any more messages? No, we've had plenty actually tonight, which is really cool. Really nice. Thank you so much, everybody. We were going to play a lot more music and stuff as well. But, of course, when you're talking about the end of the world, there's so much to say.
There is.
There is so much more to say. Bailey, you've got 10 seconds to say something. Very favourite dystopical film. Most favourite.
Most favourite dystopical film.
I think I know
film.
Which one you're going to say.
28 Days Later?
Yeah, okay. Why?
Why? Because, oh, I hate it when you put me on the spot like this.
Your time's up now.
Oh, good. That's good. That works
mean,
out.
It's mean, isn't it? Oh, no, it's a bit mean. No, but why? I mean, it's so well-paced, well-driven.
It is.
He's done a wonderful job.
It's basically the characters. The characters sell it. If you have an amazing catastrophe but boring characters, you're going to have a boring movie.
Yeah.
So it's the characters that, you know, make or break it, and they absolutely make it.
It's,
you know,
yes,
they have superb. Believable reactions to what's going on around them.
Very influential. I mean, Max Brooks even mentions it through some stuff I've been reading online about him, that he was influenced by that film. So,
yeah.
Good one. Go team. Dean.
Shaun of the Dead. I love a bit of humour with my horror and end of the worldness.
That is. I can't wait to see the one that we spoke about before. End of the world sounds like a good place to be. And Brendan.
Now, we spoke about it before. I think Mark mentioned it. Blade Runner.
Oh,
sci-fi dystopian society.
Yep.
But yeah, it raises sort of some of the age-old questions, what it is to be human. And, you know, a lot of these dystopian films ask the question, you know, if you've lost your humanity, why would you want to be in this world? So I think that's the road covers that a lot as well.
Definitely. You've got to keep on keeping on.
Yes, and keep bringing joy to the world.
Yeah. And World War Z, the book by Max Brooks as well, also gives you a slice of, yes, this is terrible, there's some horrible things happening, but if you don't carry on, well, who's going to remember your deeds and what you do, and no one else is going to do it for you. Yeah.
There's always a glimmer of hope.
Somewhere. There is a shining pearl amongst all the dirt. I was going to say something else, but we'll stick to dirt. Thank you for everyone who joined during Sci-Fi and Scream. And we had a joyous apocalyptic adventures, did we not?
We certainly did. And one last member.
Oh.
An online renewal. We have Murray from Docklands. So thank you. Thank you very much, Murray.
Oh, thanks, Murray. So, cool.
Fantastic.
That is fantastic. Good job. Thank you, Brendan.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sonia.
Dina Curry, of course.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And Bailey.
Thanks for having me
Cheers.
Again.
Cheers. All right. Good night, everybody.
Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? In case of emergency, break glass and tune in to Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night for Sci-Fi and Scream.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.